vanish our friends. They are out of affection. They are advising me not to speak much. I have kept the clock in this watch here to give me warning. But you see, it is the standing order of our most revered Gurudeva and also Param Gurudeva Nityananda Purushottam Vishnu Pahas Bhakti Siddhanta Sadhguru Sridhari. You should not give up speaking about the glories of Krishna and hearing about the glory of Krishna. Then you will hear worldly things. You will speak worldly things. These two are very powerful devotional forms. Savana Kittanam Adhirbhava Smaranam. Remembrance we can have by hearing and chanting. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur Aditi. Purpose of performing devotional forms is to remember. How to remember? You go on speaking of worldly things. Will, so Lord will enter into it. The heart. Worldly things will enter. Rubbish things will enter into. In this prison house of the Supreme Lord, those who are averse, though accepted the hedonism, pleasure is the same good. Do whatever you like. For pleasure. 99% out of 100. More than that, 999 amongst 1,000. All are after hedonism. Then. Now it is increasing. This is black age. About 70 years before we didn't see this in our house. They were reading Ramayana, Mahabharata, Gita, etc. All reading or hearing, chanting Harinam under the tree of Tulasi, all these things. I saw, I personally saw when I was at the age of 20 or anything like that, the everything was changed. They were going Tulasi tree, they are not doing Harinam, they are not reading scriptures, and they are acting all the cinema. They go to cinema and they act. By acting they show that they are very much competent. They think like that. And this has been increasing. Whole surrounding has become averse to things. David, our Gurudev used to say, you see, this verse of Bhagavad always remember. Silvata Sraddhaya Niptam Viratasya Sateshkitam Nadidya Kalana Bhagavan Vishati Hridi. Whether our Param Gurudev, when he was leaving this world, but he did not stop speaking very well. He did not stop. And it is the greatest service when anybody is now will leave the body. At that time, your other devotees, they come and chant the holy name, the greatest service to him. You should do this. Otherwise all these worldly things will enter into. Day by day increasing. Sanbata Saddha Nityam, two conditions have to be fulfilled. With firm faith. Don't take it lightly. If you are to make your life successful, then don't instill devotional realization or spiritual upliftment. Then you should not take it lightly. Very important. Death is inevitable, either today or tomorrow. Nobody will remain in this body. But if we, in our heart, Krishna sits, then that will be, we will be benefited. And we are in this world now, they are what they are making. They are, have, the Supreme Lord has got no space in their heart to sit. All these troubles, all these worldly things are filled up in the heart. No place to sit. By His grace we are created. We want to enjoy all the creations He has made to fulfill the desire of His created beings. They want to enjoy hedonism. All right, you enjoy. But its consequence will be poison. It will not be good. But doing bhajan, at the time of bhajan, you may think you are not getting this pleasure and all this worldly pleasure. But if you do it with sincerely, consequence will be ambrosia. You have to increase this number. If you are to stop this sort of feeling, this sort of mentality of the human beings, day by day increasing, we have to make a counter. If you want to do good to others, don't stop, Harikatha. With firm faith, by serving, Krishna will serve all. This firm faith should be there. Don't stop, Harikatha. Body will perish. Body is not, it is not the self. Self is something different. Self is all this existence, knowledge and bliss, Satchidananda. We have to think about the real interest of the real self. And always what is you? No. Today I shall speak, tomorrow not. This is not in our mouth. In the morning and the evening we do. If you can do more, that is good. But there are many other duties to perform. Therefore our Gurudev, at least in the morning and whether people come or not, your life is meant for bhajan. Why you should stop it? If you stop it, then you will become averse, disinclined to serve Krishna. You will lose the interest to serve Krishna. Your mind will be diverted. Simbhata Sraddhanitam. Yes, sir, this is nothing. Is going to call it Bhagavan Vishati Hridi. If you do it, then Supreme Lord will enter into your heart. It is not difficult to worship Krishna. Not difficult. Very easy. Our demon boys, they are saying, small children, demon boys, saying, they are saying to Prahlad, we are small children, 5 years age. Oh, so big, Supreme Lord. We cannot think about this, how we can worship Supreme Lord. Then Prahlad Maharaj said, the jhatsuga pranayata vyavasa usvatmata. আত্মত্যাগ সর্বদা সিদ্ধতা সর্বদা। ইট ইজ নট ডিফিকাল্ট টু সার্ভ কৃষ্ণ, সার্ভ সুপ্রিম লর্ড, সার্ভ গড, নট ডিফিকাল্ট। ইউ হ্যাভ মেড ইট ডিফিকাল্ট, ইউ হ্যাভ সারাউন্ডেড আওয়ার সেলফ উইথ অল আলটেরিয়র থিংস অফ দিস ওয়ার্ল্ড, আনহেলদি থিংস। ইট ইজ ভেরি ইজি, হি ইজ রিসাইডিং ইন ইউর হার্ট, হি ইজ অ্যাট দি নিয়ারেস্ট আত্মত্যা শব্দ, হি ইজ ডিয়ার, হি ইজ ভেরি ডিয়ার টু অল লিভিং বিইংস। হু ইজ ডিয়ার, ইট ইজ নট ডিফিকাল্ট টু স্যাটিসফাই। সো ধৈর্যুত বয়স অসুবিধা না, দ্যার ইজ নো নেসিট অফ টেন সুমান পিনেন্স এটসেট্রা। ইউ ক্যান কল ইউর ফাদার, কল ইউর মাদার, কল ইউর ব্রাদার, ইউ ক্যান কল কৃষ্ণ, হোয়াট ইজ রিজন? ইউ হিয়ার অ্যাবাউট কৃষ্ণ অ্যান্ড চান কৃষ্ণ, গো অন, নাও ইউর কৌমার আচেত প্রাজ্ঞ ধর্মান ভাগবতান ইউর, নাও ইউর ইউর স্মল চাইল্ড, নো আউটসাইড ব্যাড এলিমেন্টস হ্যাভ নট এন্টার্ড ইন টু ইউ, ফ্রম দিস বয়হুড ইউ শুড স্টার্ট ভজন। Not at the age of when so many things will come, disturb you. Komar Achet Prajna, Prajna means the prudent, the wise, the actually wise, actually prudent person, they will start bhajan from boyhood, childhood. Atmanta Sarvahutana. Because Supreme Lord is dear, dearmost to all living beings. And nearest. What is the difficulty to satisfy him? You chant, you hear, no difficulty, no appearance is necessary. See, contrast, Hiranyakashipu performed immense penance to become the Lord of this universe. I will become Lord of the imagination, Lord is over others, all these things. Performed immense penance. Narugoshwami said, such penance nobody I have heard they did. Such penance, contrast, so powerful. And all the demigods they were afraid of. And Prahlad, small boy, small boy child. And he did not do such penance. But he was worshipping Krishna. Always thinking about it, sometimes dancing, sometimes chanting, sometimes he is in the ecstatic feelings, always in thinking about Krishna and nothing else. Contrast, and he is speaking to the demon boys, all the demon boys, how they become realized. You are having very aged, you should have very much experience, knowledge. What these children have got no knowledge? And they became devout devotees. And the Sandavarka, their Gurudev, they are afraid that these devotees will convert me, will make me devotee. Oh, they are afraid. Contrast, you see. Because they are always hearing about Krishna and speaking about Krishna and remembering of Krishna and engaging everything for Krishna, and always Krishna is there. And when Krishna gives you all bliss, all knowledge, all existence, all good, nothing bad comes. There is no way to enter into it. Everything is blocked. No ulterior things can come. And the Chandavarka, the sons of Shukracharya, they are afraid if I remain here with the demon boys, they will convert me, the devotee. They are afraid. Their guru. So it is not difficult. But we don't actually want Krishna. That is difficult. Actually, we do not want Krishna. Krishna wants us. But we do. That means. You go through the fourth verse of Sikkhastak of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself. By outside external form is Radha, but he is Krishna himself. What he has said? To say from the heart. Do not blame me. Say from the heart. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim kavitamba jagadisha kamaye, mama janmani janmani shri bhavad bhavadad bhakti rahi chukitvai. Say from the heart. From the heart, not from the mouth. Supreme Lord will not give any value to words. He will give the value to your thought, what you are thinking. The heart, you will see. Say from the heart, oh, Supreme, I do not want money. You are afraid of speaking of this. You are afraid. You say, oh, Swamiji has said, I do not want money. But here, not from heart. Some money is there. What is it? Without money, how can we? Some money, now so much difficulty. Oh, Supreme Lord, give me 1 million, and after that, I do not want. This sort of weakness is there. We do not want Krishna. Krishna is the absolute, is the complete reality. Everything is there. And so whom here we are asking from Supreme Lord, a millionaire, $1. We are asking. So whom? We are asking from Supreme Lord, give me some money. Foolishness is the extent. If you get Krishna, you get all. What is this? Why is this weakness? Surrounding is bad. Because of our karma, we have got this environment. You don't blame others. We did something in our previous world. So we got this environment. Atmosphere is such, has become. Don't blame others. You have to rectify yourself. Then Supreme Lord, no, they want to me. Then they will take you. Supreme Lord will take you, all these devotees will take you to a place congenial for devotion. Make it. Everything he can do. But we should be sincere. Sincerely say, I don't want money, not from here. I don't want money. But you will not die. I don't want money. I don't want manpower. Why, children? Say, from the heart. Heart, not from the head. Heart. I don't want education, learning, or emancipation. You say, from the heart. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim kavitamba jagadisha kamaye. Mama janmane janmane se bhavatat bhakti rahit gittui. At every birth, I want causeless devotion to your lotus. Causeless devotion. Pure devotion. Nothing else. Will you be loser? Say, you have got the grace of the Vaishnavas and Guru Bhargava. What do you say? When Sivas Pandit left Navadvip Dham, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left for Purushottam Dham, and Sivas Pandit could not stay at Navadvip Dham. So much separation grief. Everywhere seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes and the devotees. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left and was crying. And he left that place and went to Kumarhatta, another place, by the side of the bank of the Ganges, somewhere, near Halishwari, one station, railway station. I had been to that place. Always weeping for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for Nityananda Prabhu, for the devotees, always weeping. He is Narad. He is not ordinary person. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not stay. He had to come with his personal associates to his house. He came and set his holy footprints there. They are happy. They are so extremely happy. And they started worshipping and serving Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu and all the devotees. They were very happy. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Sivas Pandit, the household devotee, he got so much dependent, he should earn money. Otherwise, how he can maintain the family? He is not giving any attention for earning money. He is not a mendicant or an ascetic. Then he calls, Sivas Pandit. You have got your dependents. Always you are serving sadhu. After that, how you can maintain your family? You are not an ascetic. You give attention to earn money. Then he made signs, clapping signs, three. What is the significance of this? What do you mean by this? I shall remain without food, or we shall remain without food, one day, second day, third day, and we shall jump into the Ganges and end our body. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu loudly said, you will die without food, because now Sivas Pandit thought, when Supreme Lord is here, he is the maintainer and sustainer. What is the use of my earning money? He is the maintainer and sustainer, everything he is. So I am his eternal servant. I am the son. I am not earning. This is wrong thing. To somebody he may send, Yogakshimam Bahambam. But he is the same. Only maintainer and sustainer. So why I shall be there? If Lakshmi Devi, she had to date, it will be possible, but there will be no want in your house, because you have got the firm faith, Supreme Lord is maintaining this sort of firm faith. It will be there. Firm faith. We should not think this material development, material enhancement, material money, all this wealth, this is the goal of our life. Don't think like that, fools. Our personal associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they have shown by their lives. They have given up all these things and they performed bhajan in Vrindavan, under the trees. I can say one, you have heard his name, but I do not know whether you have heard about his biography. Bhangshidhar Babaji Maharaj. Bhangshidhar Babaji Maharaj, he never stayed in a house or a cottage. He stayed under a tree. Babaji Maharaj. How he survived, he used to stay there. And when he entered, this is Bhangshi Vat, Vrindavan. Very entry, we say Bhangshi Vat. Hey, very good, very good. If he found a benign tree, he will remain there. Easily he will not go to other place. And once he remained there and knows the dham, by the side of the bank of the Ganges, and he had got like this cloth bag, big cloth bag. He was tall, tall figure, big cloth bag. Two big cloth bags wearing on the neck and hanging on the neck. Two big cloth bags. And in one bag, Gita Gauranga. In another bag, Radha Krishna. That is the two temples. This bag of the temple. Not a big temple, we are building a big temple. And he used to bring out those deities, Jai Gauranga, perform puja and kept. And also sometimes Radhakrishna puja and kept. Like this. And people used to give him fruits, vegetables, and crops, rice, etc. Huge heaps. He did not pay any attention to it. All of a sudden he saw so many things. He distributed them to all. He is an anchorite, he made. Abadut, anchorite, whatever it is. Like this. Our Saraswati Goswami Thakur used to make obeisance from a distance to him. Like this. And one person of Navadvip Dham, he used to come to speak to him. Oh, Dhaji Maharaj, I have got the desire to see God. Please kindly advise me how I can get God, how I can get Krishna. He remained silent. He was not speaking. But that person was coming daily. Daily coming, made obeisances. Please tell me, I want to realize God. Please tell me how I can get God. Once his attention was there. What do you want? I want God. Cry! Weep! Yes. There is no need of speaking so many things. Only word. Cry. If you cry for him, you will get him. If you have got partner person heard for him, you will get him. Remember. He is dear to all and he loves all. But we do not want him to cry. He did not speak very many words. Whether we have got that sort of perturbation of heart, that sort of fidgeting of heart, or perturbation of heart, whatever you say, wriggling of heart, we have got this. When we shall have that, we will get God. Not difficulty. No difficulty. Our Vitrasu, he has said to Indra, I spoke about this there in some places. Our Gurudev also used to say, remember, Vitrasu's pith is saying to Indra, Indra came with thunderbolt. And that the bolt, thunderbolt was built by the desire of Hari, Srimad Supreme Lord, and by the bones of Dadichi Muni, a dead saint, to kill Vitrasu. He came there. But before that, Devaraj Indra, when he saw without fighting, Dhritarashtra killed many soldiers by only moving on them. When he made a loud roaring sound, by that all the soldiers fell flat on the ground. And he was moving on the ground and all the soldiers were killed by the pressure of it. Then he could not tolerate it. Although Dhritarashtra came out from the oblation of Trastimuni, brother of Vishwarupa. But that is not thinking. He is also Brahmin. I killed Vishwarupa. I had so much difficulty. When Dhritarashtra made this, then he, to kill Dhritarashtra, threw her one mace. That is, very powerful demon should be killed by that. But Dhritarashtra, to hold of this, held it by left hand and retaliated on the Airavat elephant, over which Indra was there, mounting on the Airavat. And so strong by his left hand that there was rolling after 28 hand Saptadhanu fell down and profusely bleeding that elephant. By seeing that, Dhritarashtra did not see anything. Now, there in a very big, bad condition, king of the paradise, heaven, he was also very in an awkward position because he was always rolling. And there was so much blood was oozing out from the mouth and the head of the elephant. Then he said, you know, you should do it. Let them be prepared. In divans had that sort of thinking at that time. The divans, no, now it is not good. When he will become all right, then he shall fight. Now we are killing innocent persons. Most heinous, most abominable. We cannot think about this. Children, anybody, innocent persons. Even demons could not do this in ancient times. Did not do this. Let them be prepared, then I shall fight. After that, Devaraj Indra, with his nectar in hand, palm, he healed the injury of the elephant, and he sat on the elephant, mounted on the elephant, and was all are seeing, all the demigods and all the demons they are seeing, they are praising Dhritarashtra, very powerful, praising. And he was very much ashamed for Indra. Then Dhritarashtra said, what you are thinking? You have got with you thunderbolt to kill me. I know this will be built by the desire of Hari and by the skeleton of Dadichi Muni. All power of Dadichi Muni in that skeleton is there. If you hurl down, I shall die. It will be for my benefit. I have got this demon body because of the curse. I shall go to the lotus feet of my revered Supreme Lord. It will be very big for me, and you will get your, you will be thornless, you will be carefree if I die, and you will get your paradise. Then you are said, very much astonished. Nobody wants to die. And he is saying, yes, if you hurl that thunderbolt, Dhritarashtra will die. Perhaps He has got the tactics of retaliating. So, getting paradise, the property of paradise, he is saying, you throw and he will retaliate, then I shall die. He's, for that reason, he was very much puzzled and could not take any decision. Then said, why? What was your thinking? Yes, you are also worshipper of God. I am also worshipper. But God will not give me paradise. Pungshang kulekanta dhiyang shakanam jasampada divibhuo shayam narati the desha udvega adhi madah kulir basanam samprayas. Here Vittasura is saying very minutely, our Guru Maharaj used to say this several times. Remember this. One who has got one-pointed exclusive devotion to Supreme Lord, and Supreme Lord knows him, his own person, dear person, his devotee. He will not give the wealth of paradise heaven, or the wealth of world, or the wealth of netherworld to his devotee, whom he loves. He has got one-pointed devotion, and whom Krishna loves, Krishna will not give him all these properties. We think if we get property, then that is the best blessing of Supreme Lord. God give me bread, God give me money, God give me, no. All these things of enjoyment are like poison. He did not give this. Because by this, what will be happening? He will be deprived of my company. He will be surrounded by these things. And from where, what happened? There it is said, Pungshan Kilekanta Dhyana Sakanam Jya Sampada Dhyurasam Narati Na Dadati would not give this property. Narati the Desa Uddega Adhi Koli Vrashna Sakya. From which hostility will come? But from this riches and wealth, hostility will automatically come. Envy will come. That is true. The desha udvega, all worries will come from this wealth. The desha udvega adhi and mental agony. The desha udvega adhi koli. Koli means quarrel. Even amongst family members there will be quarrel. For this money, for this wealth. Quarrel. Koli. Vyasanam. There will be severe suffering. Thinking how to preserve this money. You will have to think about this. Sometimes income tax officer may come, sales tax officer may come, doctor. Get robbers may come, thieves may come, so or your own persons may come to snatch away the money. You will always think about this. Whom I love, I do not give these things. He will not give me paradise. He will give you. So no fear. You hurl a thunderbolt to me. Kill me. And become thornless. I am the greatest enemy. You are afraid? Oh God. He wants to die? He is speaking something which I could not speak. What is this? He was more afraid. Is there no ordinary devotee? then he says, why you are thinking? You are a Kshatriya devotee. You do not want all this wealth. You want Krishna, Supreme Lord. So Supreme Lord will give you the paradise. You are a Kshatriya devotee than me. I am worshipping Lord for the interest of the paradise. And you are worshipping for Him. You are a superior. You are superior, a Kshatriya devotee. So you will get. Inside he is thinking. You are thinking. Indra. Then say, Trayibhika Ayasa Bhighat Aspat Padhe Bhujya Pujimusha Shakra Tato Niyo Bhagavat Pradhi Durla Vakin Chana Bhujya. This you think here. For a pure devotee, Shuddha Bhakta, can never endeavor to get Trivarga, means Dharmarthaka. Mundane piety by which they can get mundane benefits. That sort of non-eternal benefits or the non-eternal benefits no devotee can have. No devotee wants this. They want only Krishna. They do not want anything else. If wrongly some devotee endeavors for dharma, for getting higher worlds, or artha, money, and fulfillment, desire, then Lord will give obstruction to it. Obstruction to it, so that his endeavor will be failure. Then God is not, has got no love for us. He is not helping us. He is doing just the opposite. We will think like that. A Shuddha Bhakta cannot have such desire. If any Shuddha Bhakta does this, and Supreme Lord has got love for him, why you are doing this? This poison. A small boy, now his mother keeping the boy in her lap, and the boy wants to take one red capsule, the red tablet, a poisonous tablet. Don't take. Crying. He's very beautiful. No. He will cut his finger. But he will allow the child to keep. But if the child eats, the child will die. But those who have got no love for the child, they will say twice or thrice. And if they do not see those that the child, children, do not accept to his request, then they will say, let the child die. Let the child die. My mother cannot say like this. When the love for child, she cannot see like this. The Supreme Lord, willfully, if some devotee wants this poison, this sort of poison, resources in this world, then he will put obstacles. That is his kindness. That is his kindness. Out of compassion, he has given this offer. So, Viraj Vighatam Aspad Bhajit Purushasya Shakra. Shakra is Indra, addressing Indra. After doing 100 Ashramed Jagga, then he can become Indra for that reason. Shakra. He will not give, he will give you. If I endeavor, he will put obstruction to it. Why you are thinking? You heard the thunderbolt. And again he was afraid. Oh, you are so elevated soul. Lord will give this paradise to you. Then Dittarsu thought, I am requesting him He always thinking by his own mind, I have all, whatever I am speaking, that is for getting the property of the paradise. The diplomats think like that. What can I do? I should not submit prayer to this. He has got firm attachment to the worldly thing. He submits his prayer to the Supreme Lord. Sankarsan, your devotee. Please rescue me. Om Hum Hare Padaika Mula. Dasan Bhumidasmila. Manaspa Dosapate Gunana. Giridabhak Karma Karma Tukaya. Karadukaya. Oh Supreme Lord. Oh Supreme Lord. I have been cast. I have forgotten you. I have been deprived of your service. And I am requesting. I have been always requesting Indra to harm, and he is not harming. You think I am praying, I am speaking only to get the property of it. What can I do? When I shall become servant of the servants of the servants of you, personal associates, when I shall become again? Please tell me. Om Hari Padai Kul Dasan Dasan Bhumi Dasan Dasan. Manaspa Joshupate Rikuna. My mind always thinks about Oshupate, about Nandana, about Krishna, about Supreme Lord. Who is residing in your heart. Who is our most beloved. So that I Oshupate Gunanam, I will sing the glories of the when? Aham Hare Tva Pahadur Jakhan Dasam Bhubi Jarsi Bhuvan. Manaspada Oshupate Gunanam. Give it the bhak. Mind will remember about your glories and give it the bhak. And by my mouth I shall speak about it. Karma Kata, all the sense organs I shall engage for you. Then Sankarsana appeared. I am come. Whatever you want, I shall give you. Whatever you want. You want this, the realm of Dhruva? I shall give. Take it? No. You want this 14 worlds property of the Brahma? No. Nākabhriṣṭhaṁ, na pāramiṣṭhaṁ, na sarvahomam, na sādhipattam, na yoga-siddhya-punuhav, samanjya-sattva-virajjaraṁ. Without you, I do not want anything. I do not want to become sovereign of this universe, or sovereign of this world, or the nether world, or any kind of yogic attendance, or even emancipation. I only want you.